Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the ClearSight podcast, the podcast that helps tech professionals define clear and compelling goals for their career progression. My name is Christian Gomez, and I will be your host. In today's episode, we will talk about practical strategies that you can do to re-envision your career. If you are ready, let's get started. Given that we are still dealing with COVID-19, it might be difficult to envision your post-pandemic career journey. But what we can do in the meantime, we can begin to re-envision our career options. We have overcome specific crises in the past, and we continue to do so in the future as intense, versatile, and adaptive people. While we might not be able to change our existing circumstances, government or economy at this moment, we can always take measures to improve ourselves and consider whether or not we are pleased with our present careers. So, what to do then when the career you have now isn't quite what you want? Our career journey will be entirely rewarding, meaningful, and intrinsically motivated in an ideal society. But sadly, the ideal career is only enjoyed by a few. Compared to many stuck in a job or vocation that they used to enjoy, their heart no longer belongs there. You will be surprised how many professionals meet this description. A Gallup poll conducted in 2017 showed that only one-third of employees feel engaged at work. This means that only one out of every three employees consistently delivers a positive degree of initiative, commitment, passion, and productivity to their job. As a result, the vast majority of employees are dissatisfied with their current jobs. And to be honest, there could be a variety of explanations for this feeling of gloom. You might feel like you are trapped performing the same thing over and over. You could wonder what the ultimate purpose of your work is. You might believe that you are being micromanaged or that your boss has no interest in your development. Or perhaps your personal growth and development since beginning your profession have led to a shift in your life's passion and goals. Though some of us in those scenarios might be tempted to just put it with it, few recent scientific studies provide strategies to rethink or to re-envision an uninspired professional career. So here are four of those strategies that you could just try doing now. Number one, evaluate what you want from the current stage of your career. People tend to fall into one of the three categories, according to a Yale study. Some people see their employment as a career, while others view it as merely a job. Still others regard it as a calling. This third group, somewhat predictable, has a more robust performance and a greater sense of job satisfaction. For you, the goal is to figure it out what you care about now, what drives you, what you are passionate about, and what really motivates you, and then build from there. Two, look for any aspect of your current profession that are possibly for you to change. Try adjusting some aspect of your job responsibilities in a particular direction. For example, if you prefer analysis but not sales. Or discover ways to cooperate more on projects if you prefer engaging with others. Even though it wasn't originally part of your profession, you might find it enjoyable. You might learn that you are good at it, and by doing so, you could benefit your current company while also improving your own job experience. Number three, rekindle your interest beyond work. It might be a long, dormant hobby that you have convinced yourself you don't have time for, or a side project unrelated to your job or career, or a side hustle where you can test out innovative or entrepreneurial ideas on a smaller scale. Outside of work, having a place to express your passion might help break the monotony of the 9-to-5. These motivational activities can even have unforeseen beneficial spillover effects at work, providing you with energy and inspiration to improve your career or re-engage with things that you enjoy. Number four, consider a change if everything else fails. consider changing your career in the same way you could change your home where you have particular criteria when you first purchased it. However, your priorities might have shifted since then, or you just have outgrown them. Do you intend to relocate, remodel, or stay? You can think about your job and career in the same way. Have your wants and priorities shifted? Is it possible for you to adjust or renovate your job? Or do you think it is time to move on? Of course, if you decide to change careers, you should think about it and prepare yourself before diving in head first. Before making the switch, network with people in related fields. Get your finances in order and try out the new job, maybe on the weekend or at night. It can be frightening to make such a drastic move, but you should seriously consider if you are depressed at work. So now, how will you know if the job you are looking for is right for you, especially if you are considering a career move? Liz Ryan shared on Forbes last 2017 10 questions that could help when you are thinking about your next career, and these are: Number 1, what are some of the things you love to do, and what are some things you are especially good at? Number 2, which talents would you like to use in your next job more than you get to use them now? Number 3, what do you want to try, learn, and accomplish in your life and in your career overall? Question number 4, what is your dream job? Even if the answer seems impractical or far-fetched, big or small. Number 5, what do you like about your current job that you can build on in future roles? Number 6, what are some things you have learned that you hate to do and never want to do in any job again? Question number 7, what are some industries and functions you are curious to learn more about, and how can you begin that investigation? Number 8, what topics are you passionate about at work and in your personal life? How could you bring those passions into your career over time? Number 9, what would you do all day long if money were not a factor? Finally, question number 10, how can you give yourself permissions to envision the life and the career that you want and deserve? So, what are the possibilities? The many ways you can improve your career prospects? A report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics pointed out, on average, we work 8.8 hours per day, or over 9,000 hours per year. And since we'll be spending the majority of our lives at work, it is vital to choose a profession that we enjoy as well as one that we are competent at. But in theory, it is all well and good looking for that dream part. In the real world, you must work hard not just to discover a job that meets all of your requirements, but also to persuade an employer that you are the best candidate for the job, or convince your HR department that you are ready to go up the ladder. If you are building a list of career prospects, here are additional strategies for landing the job of your dreams. Improve your communication abilities. In the job, your ability to communicate effectively with people is essential. In person and on the phone, a great communicator will be able to talk clearly and confidently. It will also assist you in achieving success in job interviews, for example. If you want to improve your communication skills and gain confidence quickly, search for a temporary customer-facing job that allows you to practice them daily. You may also seek assistance in learning how to portray yourself more confidently. Number 2, work on your networking abilities. Word of mouth and social networking are effective strategies to broaden the job opportunities that allow you to form contacts with people in your business, improve your industry expertise, and broaden your horizons. You never know who might be able to help you directly with advice and support, or indirectly by putting a word in for you to contact who is seeking someone with your abilities or expertise. So, Wherever possible, make an effort to expand your networking chances, particularly on LinkedIn, and I will say on Slack. Number 3, enroll in additional studies. Potential employers will find you more appealing if you improve your talents. Taking additional studies or online courses will enhance your knowledge base and increase your marketability, even if you currently have a job. You can study online or attend night classes to help you earn new learning and qualifications, such as online micro degrees or a part-time day courses. Any option is fine. This will work fantastic on your resume and shows that you are determined and motivated to achieve your goals, even if time is limited. Finally, tip number 4, participate in volunteer work. Consider doing a pro bono to break into a new industry or expand your abilities. Because sometimes the main thing holding you back from a career success can be a lack of experience in the relevant field. When branching out into a different career, it's worth trying to pick up some experience through volunteering that will show employers that you know what you are doing and help you make the decision about which career path is for you. It would also demonstrate that you are a selfless and driven individual who can be counted on by a potential employer and open to new experiences. Plus, you can gain confidence and meet new people with similar interests and broaden your horizons and open your mind to new possibilities. Skills and experiences really depend on the field you're looking at. So, check specialized websites or build a network to get some helpful advice. And who knows, you might even find a new career as a result of it. Success in both your current and future role is rarely the result of luck. You need to spend some time deeply thinking about what you want and how you will get there in order to establish one and reap all of the benefits that comes with it. And that's exactly why you will also need a career planning. Now, why is it important to start reviewing your career journey for what will make in 10 years' time? It is necessary because you will need to make a plan, since it also provides you with a much-needed direction and clarifies where you envision yourself in the future. It makes you aware of your strengths and weaknesses and the skills and learning needed to reach your dream future career. And because we spend so much of our lives pursuing our career goals, it is key to ensure that the needed steps are taken and proper planning is done in your early years of your journey. Take note that only a few people are born with a clear mind that exactly knows what they want to chase ahead. But with sufficient preparation, planning, and determination, you will be closer to your dream goals with each step that you take. I want to help technology professionals get clarity into their career path and provide a way to overcome roadblocks. To help you get started in your journey, I'm making myself available for an initial coaching session free of charge. Follow the link below and schedule your one-on-one with me. Don't forget to follow the ClearSight podcast and get updates on tips, advice, and coaching about your career as a data or IT professional. And remember to connect with me on LinkedIn or my other social network. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode.